Hello, hello, hello. My name is Sam, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today we're going to be looking at a video from the YouTuber called Unbox Therapy. And he is a YouTuber that I personally like to watch. If you are interested in tech or any, you know, sort of tech-related products, I recommend that you check out some of his videos. We have some more Unbox Therapy videos on VoiceTube, so if you are interested, please check them out, and I think you'll like them. This video in particular talks about a rumor that Apple is going to be stopping the production of the iPhone X, or is going to be making some changes to it and not continuing with that series of phones. If you're interested in that, of course, check out the full video. And over here at the pronunciation challenge, we're going to be practicing our speaking. So without any further ado, let's get on to our challenge. So here's our challenge for today. There's been some news developing, and I feel like we should discuss it. I'm no stranger to this device. I used it for an extended period of time, and I came back to you with some video content. My findings, my feelings, and so on. So that's slowly. I'll do it one more time at a more natural speed. There's been some news developing, and I feel like we should discuss it. I'm no stranger to this device. I used it for an extended period of time, and I came back to you with some video content, my findings, my feelings, and so on. That's it. So now let's do our vocabulary. So first we have develop. Develop. So the word develop means to grow, to evolve. Right, so many things can develop. So we can talk about a city develops, a country can develop. We can also talk about a particular story can develop. And when we talk about things that change, when there are new updates, new pieces of information that come out in a story, we call that a development. Right, so that's our second word here, is a development. A development, in this case, this is a noun. So development, and this is not referring to sort of general development of a country or something. When we say there is a development in something, it means that there has been a change. So for example, let's say you are following a crime story on the news. They might say, there has been a new development to this story, or something like that. They might say, there have been new developments in this case, or something like that, right? That means that there is new information that we did not know before. There are things, there are updates to this story. That's a development. And next we have stranger. Stranger. So a stranger is someone that you don't know. This is the kind of thing, I'm sure that you all had the same advice when you're a kid. Your parents always tell you, don't talk to strangers, right? Strangers are just people that you don't know. It's actually kind of interesting that we use this word because it, of course, has the same root as the word strange. And strange, of course, just means weird or unusual or odd. So, for example, you could say he's a very strange man. That means he's kind of weird. Maybe he has some bizarre characteristics. Maybe he does some weird things. You know, maybe you just kind of get a weird vibe from this person. You get weird feelings when you're around this person. Maybe he's a strange person, right? So the fact that we use the word strange and then we extend that to say stranger, it's kind of interesting. Remember, not all strangers are strange, though. And not all strange people are strangers. But, you know, don't go talking to strangers just because I said that. But I'm saying that from a linguistic perspective, strangers don't mean necessarily that they are strange. It just means that you don't know them. And next we have strangely. Strangely, which is an adverb, strangely. So this also just means unusual or odd, but this is an adverb. So you could say something like, she looked at me strangely. That means that she looked at you in a strange way, right? Maybe she gave you a weird look. Maybe she was kind of making a facial expression when she was looking at you. She was trying to communicate something. You could say, she looked at me strangely. Maybe she was thinking about something. Who knows, right? Or you could say something like, I was sure I would be sick for a whole week, but strangely, I feel totally fine after just one day, right? It means you thought that you were going to be sick for a long time, for a whole week, but strangely, you know, to your surprise, to my surprise, it means it wasn't expected, right? It was different from the expected situation, the expected outcome. So you could say strangely and then something, something else, right? Next, we have extended, extend, and extension. So first, the word extended, like it's used in the video, he says, I used it for an extended period of time, right? So in this case, that means for a long time. An extended period of time just means for a long time, right? A long period of time. You could say that as well, right? You could imagine that you have a period of time, you know, and you extend it. So if you've extended that period of time, it becomes a very long period of time. And next we have extend, which means to stretch, to make longer, right? For instance, you could say to extend your stay at a hotel. So let's say, for example, you were going to stay at the hotel for 3 days or three nights. And then later you decide that you want to extend your stay to 5 days. Right? You could say you extended your stay by 2 days. And finally, we have an extension. So an extension just means something that was extended, right? And actually, probably the most common place that you will hear this word extension in 2017, 2018, at least, is in your internet browser. If you use Google Chrome, you know how you can add all these extra little features, these little plugins, sometimes they're called, you know, like ad blocker or anything else, any extra little feature on your browser, those are called Google Chrome extensions. That is an extension because it extends the features within the browser, right? And finally, we have finding, found, and conclusion. So this word finding here, you may think, I know this word, that just means find, but adding an ing, you know, just like, I am good at finding Easter eggs. No, well, actually, it does mean that as well. But in this case, that is not the meaning in the video. So in this case, when he says a finding, he means the results of his investigation, right? The results of his study, his period of time using the phone. And this term is often used when referring to some sort of investigation or some sort of study, some sort of experiment. It represents the things that you found, right? So that's why it's called a finding. So you could say, what were your findings? That means, what did you discover? What did you conclude from the study, from the experiment, etc.? Next, we have found. And I know what you're thinking. Found? I know that word. That's the past tense of find. Well, you aren't completely wrong, but that is not the meaning that I'm referring to here. And the reason I mention it is because these are both two forms of the word find that could get confused. So when I am referring to the word found here, I don't mean the past tense of find, although it is the same word, but to found can be a word in itself, a verb. So to found something means to start something, to create something. So for example, if you found a company or some organization, you could say that it was founded by a person. You could say it was founded in, and then a time, you know, this was founded by John Smith in 1997, something like that. That is to found something. And then this may seem confusing. So the past tense of find is found, but the past tense of found is founded. So it was founded by someone in a certain time. Yeah. And finally, we have conclusion, which is a very good word to end on, isn't it? To conclude with conclusion. And in this case, the reason I bring up the word conclusion is because it is often used in the same way as finding. So you could say, what were your findings from the study? Or you could say, what were your conclusions from the study? Or from the experiment or from the investigation, etc. In this case, it has a very similar meaning, your findings and your conclusions. It's the things that you discovered from doing that experiment or that investigation, that research project, whatever it may be. And that is it for our vocabulary today. I'll read our challenge one more time, and we will wrap it up. There's been some news developing, and I feel like we should discuss it. I'm no stranger to this device. I used it for an extended period of time, and I came back to you with some video content, my findings, my feelings, and so on. And by the way, in case you don't know, in this case, when he says the word stranger, this is an idiom. If you say, I'm no stranger to something, it means that you're very familiar with something, or at least that you've had some sort of experience with something. So when he says, I'm no stranger to this phone, it actually means, I know this phone pretty well, right? So of course, he's not literally referring to himself as being a stranger or not being a stranger. He just means, I've used this phone, I know a lot about this phone. That's what that means. And that is it. Check out Unbox Therapy on VoiceTube if you're interested in seeing more content like that. And thank you all so much for listening. And the question for today is, where do you think the man in the video is from? I'll give you a pretty big hint. I picked this video. And if that's not a good enough hint, then I don't know what is. So anyway, let me know down in the comments, where do you think he is from? Let's see if you can recognize his accent. It's a little bit of a tricky one, but do your best. Anyway, thank you all one final time for listening. My name is Sam, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.